Talking Lincoln County Fair this morning. Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley joining us over the phone, and Del Cunningham from the Fair Board is live in studio with us this morning. Commissioner, we'll start with you. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, we are doing quite well. We appreciate you taking a few moments and talking about the fair. Of course, the Fair Board putting in all kinds of work behind the scenes since last year's fair gets over, and then COVID strikes, and my understanding is the commission, of course, has been watching this closely, and kind of got a mixed message yesterday from the governor, increasing the limit for outdoor events as far as people that can attend, but at the same time canceling the state's six largest rodeos. So what's the commission's stance right now as far as the Lincoln County Fair and seeing things happen this August?
We are taking the same approach on the Lincoln County Fair as we have on the whole COVID-19. We absolutely believed it wasn't going away quick, and so how we planned handling people coming in and out of our courthouse and everything applied to this discussion, and the discussion was simple. We are still sitting in May right now for an event that takes place in August, and we are proceeding ahead to try to be able to have a fair, because really we don't know what the final thing will come out in the governor's orders and everything else. And it's just too far away for us to make a decision based on what we don't know then. And that is exactly what our discussion has been, is we need to do it. And if we get some kind of restrictions, if you get the second wave or whatever you want to call it, if that comes into play in here, we still believe we should do live streaming. The Fair Board's going to come up with a lot of good ideas. And I'll put a challenge even out to the people through you is if we wind up in those situations, how can we change maybe some times on the fair and on events and stuff like that with Dale sitting right there, and so that we can accommodate the public? We can do this. We're looking for solutions, not just a quick approach that we're going to kill this thing. Life must go on in COVID-19, and we just need to react to it and respect one another's rights and be able to keep the distancing and do the different things that we're going to do. But we believe we can hold a fair. Like I say, you said, message yesterday on some of these fairs canceled, but they were earlier in the discussion with the Wyoming County Commissioners Association yesterday. We quizzed some people on it in there, and most of the rodeos and stuff that canceled are early July events. And so they're around the 4th and all those others. Our fair is in August, and we believe it's too quick to be making a decision based on what we don't know.
So depending on how public health orders stand by fair time, is the county going to be able to apply for any variances like you have for other public health orders? Do you think the county can maybe get permission to hold the fair while state health orders are still in place?
If we have state orders, we do believe it. We have had very good luck. We were one of the first counties to get the restaurants things and stuff put through, and how we went after that. We would have liked more in there, but we have a total belief that the residents of Lincoln County can figure out how to deal with this in their own business settings. We've been very pleased in some of the approaches and stuff that's been taking place. And so, yes, if we need to, we would apply for a variance at that point. But at this point, as you've noticed in the progression of even the states around us, things are loosening up as they go and as you watch and as you take effect. And, of course, the fear factor that has jumped at us all the time is you could have the second wave. And so we'll deal with those things as they come. Whatever's in place come August, we'll know before August. And that's the key to this discussion. Sometime in July, we're going to have a fair idea what's going to do on there. But we believe that we want the kids to be able to do their projects. We want some stuff to be able to go on, and we can make events separately. We may have to limit our crowd size. I have no clue at this point on what the order will be at that point, and so that's why our discussion. It is too early to make that decision.
So it's
not move ahead.
So, Commissioner, too early to make that decision, but how confident are you at this point that the fair is going to happen in some form or fashion, whether they're are different variances or restrictions or different things like that, that the fair will take place in some way and not be a complete cancellation, I guess is my ask.
We do not believe that it will be a complete cancellation. If we had to go virtual and get people like you to help us do virtual, we've had that discussion. It's like, okay, in worst case scenario, what would we do? We'd go with a virtual livestock sale. We'd maybe go virtual with some of the entertainment. We'd look at those. But as I always tell the Fair Board, that's what we pay them the big bucks for, to help us make these decisions. And they have a very detailed grouping of things that they've looked at and will be looking at. And we have confidence in them that they will come up with a plan that we can work with the state and do it. We're confident we will have something going on. We have no intentions of not having something for the fair this year.
Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley joining us. Also, Del Cunningham with the Fair Board with us live in studio. And Del, we'll get your take on this. Of course, I can't imagine how frustrating it is to put in all this work and to get down to crunch time. You're into the summer season and have to plan for an event that you don't know how it's going to turn out right now. So what is the Fair Board doing right now to try and prepare for the unknown?
It's a really interesting time for us, Duke, as you know, and everyone's well aware. There's so many things that go into this. In just a normal course of a fair without having to deal with COVID. And so at this point, you know, we're planning on going forward. We expect that the fair is going to happen and there won't be any issues. We may have some adjustments we'll have to make to be able to accommodate some of these orders. But, excuse me. There's a lot of other things go into it. A number of fairs around us in Wyoming and also in Utah and Idaho are all canceling. And so it makes things a little more challenging for us because you depend on routing and things like that to happen. But I'm completely confident, 100% confident that we can make the adjustments necessary to have a successful fair that everyone can enjoy. What we'll need to do and the actions we'll need to take come August, like Commissioner Conley said, kind of depends on the active orders at that time. And I expect there will still be an order that will impact us, but through variances and appeals and lobbying the governor with some good action plans in place and some protocol to handle the disease and the COVID precautions, I think we'll be in a good place and be able to have this fair. And so I guess the message I would tell everyone is that plan on it, because we're going to be there, we're going to be on the grounds, and we're going to have a great fair, and we want everybody to come out and enjoy that. How we get that done may change a little bit, may look a little different than years past, but we'll still be able to have a great fair that everyone can enjoy. And I think we'll look back after 2020 fair and think we did a great job and everybody had a good time.
So let's talk about some of the different aspects of the fair. Of course, the main nightly entertainment. You guys have announced what those on social media. I saw that you've announced what the entertainment is. So as of now, everything's on schedule to take place in the arena then for the main events.
Yeah, that's it's kind of fun every year to put that out. It's kind of like a big deal for us to say, here's what we got lined up this year. And a couple changes, and I think everybody, if you've been seeing that on social media, has noticed a few different things. But, you know, most notably, we're starting off the fair again on Saturday. Last year, we started Friday to try and accommodate a lot of things, and one being the Swift Idol. But we're moving back to a Saturday start this year, Saturday, August 1st, with the Enduro Cross. And Justin Visser at Raw Power Motorsports is going to put that on for us again this year, along with the car show and all that, the parade that goes on Saturday. And then moving over to Monday, we've got the Vocalist now is going to happen for us on Monday night. And we're really excited for that and seeing the growth and how that's really come along. It's going to be exciting and a huge prize purse this year. That's really exciting. So congratulations to you guys and all the work you've done to get that going. And we're really excited for that event.
We're pretty stoked ourselves.
I bet so. This year we're changing the horse pulls from our traditional Wednesday night to Tuesday night this year. So the horse pulls will be on Tuesday night. And then we're bringing in a monster truck show on Wednesday. So that'll be a big event for us. It's the Monster X Tour. It's going to stop in Star Valley at the fairgrounds on Wednesday night. That'll be a really great show. We'll have some of the top monster truck drivers from around the country. And then on Thursday night is our traditional freestyle reining. And then Friday and Saturday will be the PRCA rodeo. And that's how we're planning. So that's what we're looking forward to. Again, we like Kent to mention, we may have to figure out how to social distance in the grandstands a little bit. And we may have to limit the tickets that we sell, but I really don't see that being a big thing. Our biggest events attended are the Friday night rodeo, and so we may have to look at that crowd and see what can be done there. But all the other events, I think, will come in a good size that will be allowed by the state through variance.
Del Cunningham with the Fair Board with us in studio. Also, County Commissioner Kent Conley joining us over the phone. Del, one more question about rolling out the fair. And, of course, a big part of the fair is the carnival. And you think about little kids getting on and off the rides with their little fingers and everything like that. Do you see the carnival happening as part of the fair this year?
Like I mentioned earlier, when you set up a fair, these entertainers and carnivals and such depend on several fairs in a row that they can hit and make a route to make it economically feasible for them to do. With all the fairs canceling around us, that is presenting some challenges for us. As of today, our carnival is planning on being here. They have a new COVID procedure where all their staff will be a health assessment done for their staff every day. They'll be temperature taken. They'll be wearing masks. They'll be wearing gloves. They'll have sanitizing stations. They'll stop every so often and do a complete sanitation of all the rides, the rails, the seats, the belts, everything of all the rides several times throughout the day. And so the lines will be socially distanced so that we don't have a bunch of you know, the bunching in the lines and so on. So the carnival has taken the steps also to address this. They operate a lot in California, and so California has some of the stricter lockdown and COVID procedures, and so they're used to that, and they're on board and have made preparations to be successful and be able to make the trip here. So and then some of the other grounds, entertainment, the same types of things. You know, our grounds don't ever get so congested that I think it'll be an issue for us. I think we'll be able to meet that outdoor limit on our grounds and our big top. We may have to remove a few tables out of the big top, but we still got great entertainment lined up on the big stage. And one thing I'll mention, too, is that this year we're planning on a visit from President Bush. And wow. President Trump, too, yeah. So Donald and W is the name, and he's going to be here, and he'll be on the big top stage and then walking around signing autographs and taking pictures. So it'll be fun for everybody to come out and shake hands with a former president and the current president.
I look forward to see how that all works out, yeah. Right. If that's not the biggest teaser. Del Cunningham in studio with the Lincoln County Fair Board. Commissioner Conley also with the phone. Commissioner, we appreciate you joining us in our conversation today. Anything else you want to mention about the upcoming Lincoln County Fair and the county's work towards getting prepared for this?
Just thank you to the people for what they're doing. That's all I've got for you.
All right. Commissioner, thanks so much for your time. Del, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I hope everyone continues their plans. I know a lot of people depend on this in terms of like food vendors and the kids and their projects and people for the community booths and so on. And just know that we're going to have a fair and do everything we can to have that fair, and hope that they are preparing as well and looking forward to a successful 2020 Fair.
That's Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley and Del Cunningham from the Lincoln County Fair Board. It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on SVI Radio.